I'm Sriram Kaur, and you're tuned in to Oneness Talk Radio. One world, one voice. Expand your vision.
Welcome to Saturdays with Sri and Kira as we explore the mysteries. This is your backstage pass to the private conversations between Sri, Kira, and the Ascended Realms. The place where magic dwells and the secrets are revealed. Humanity is at the moment of self-ascension for all who choose to open their eyes, expand their hearts, and claim their mastery. Provocative? For sure. Authentic? Definitely. Ready to get on the ride of your life and trust the universe to get you the rest of the way? Call forward a smile of mastery. And here are Sri and Kira.
Hey, namaste, everyone. It is Saturday. We are at Tosa Blue Mountain, Ecuador. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sriram Ka. And we are truly happy to be with you right now.
Literally right now. And this now is really, do you guys feel what's been happening this week? You know, this has been an extraordinary moment, and this is continuing to be an extraordinary moment, and this is the expanding extraordinary moment. It really is that moment of bringing everything together and gazing at it from the middle. And today starts a two-part series that we are really excited to dive into, and I think a lot of you are probably already involved in whatever way you are, and that is diving into the experience of what it's feeling like to anchor in these multiple dimensional experiences, to be shifting these parallel timelines, and we're calling that the crystalline ascension symptoms.
And it's an amazing time to be tuning into how different things can be sensed and experienced, As the mind lets go of one paradigm, it has to make room for another. Mm. Now, I want to mention, we are live at Truth Frequency Radio and Oneness Talk Radio.
And our live stream, it says, just went offline. So we thought we were also streaming live to YouTube, Oneness Talk Radio
channel. So here's the trick, at least for another week, and that is, if you want to see us on YouTube, turn off the other audio. And just listen to YouTube. Otherwise, you can monkey around with twin tabs or whatever. But the audio feed, you can find it at Oneness Talk Radio. Click on the Listen Now. You can find us, of course, at Truth Frequency Radio, streaming live. And I'm going to go take a peek at YouTube and see what's going on.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying hello to everyone who's just flooding in over at the Oneness Talk Radio chat room. Hi, everybody. Thank you. We love you. And look at how many of you are here today. Thank you. Because we are in, and I know you guys feel this. I mean, I certainly feel this. We are in this moment of extraordinary anchorship. And what does that mean? It means that when we relax into the recognition, and I specifically want to invite all of you while it's still hopefully close in your memory, how was Wednesday and Thursday this past week for you? You know, this past Wednesday and Thursday was very much about a shift. And someone just said, we're back on YouTube.
Okay.
And, so it was very much about a shift. And we felt it very tangibly. And the way that it felt for us, and I wonder how many of you are feeling this too, and remember that you can always call in and request a mini soul reading. You can call in and ask us any questions. But let me give you that number. It's 213-233-3998. And I see we do have quite a few people holding already. Those of you that have called in, hold on. But again, 213-233-3998. And this is an important energy to anchor into right now. So last Wednesday was one of those days where, I kid you not, it was click, 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 click. Like, I, honest to goodness, now those of you that know me well know that I am adept at folding quantum space. That's part of what we teach in quantum clairvoyance, is how to literally go into the quantum field and get more done. I mean, we literally do that. However, this past Wednesday, guys, even for me, and those of you that know Sri and I know that's saying a lot, we couldn't even keep up with the miracles. And it was one after another.
Synchronicity. We'd be busy working. We'd look up and something had happened that confirmed our intentions that we hadn't actively said happened now.
Right.
It just happened.
It just happened. And then I was getting these strong signals of energy that were saying, send this email now, do this now, write this person now, do this. And I rather than resist, which, you know, sometimes because we all have choice, right? Yeah. This whole moment, and the reason that we want to share this with you, and specifically this past Wednesday, Thursday, if you're catching us live right here on Saturday, what was it like? Did you notice that there was this kind of sense of a lot happening, a lot of things, a lot of connections? And we really started, at the end of the day, I sat down with Sri, I said, you know, Sri, we need to make a note here. Because this is what it feels like when you have suddenly made the shift. It's like, you'll know it because it's like an anchor. It's like that final puzzle piece that snaps in and you see everything in the big picture. That's what that felt like. And there was also this final sense of, I felt kind of like the Buddha in the Bodhi tree, because there was, I have to admit, that Wednesday, I had had a lot of other things that I was working on and I was tired. I was really tired and I was emotionally drained. I had been dealing with and navigating some things in density. And I remember the moment that I was at my computer, exhausted, feeling this emotional drain trying to take over me. And without even having to think about it, I was very consciously aware that I had gone fifth, seventh, ninth. I felt this whole circle around me, all of the time imploded into one. And I was gazing down at myself saying, this illusion, this experience of exhaustion, this experience of emotionality is not real. All it is a mask that's trying to stop me. And I literally sat there, and for one moment, there was just that, wow. And guys, it was like, I don't know who was guiding the hands the rest of the day, but as I shared with Sri that night, when we sat and started putting together, and this tied all the way into Thursday, and I feel kind of culminated with the birth of our new show, you know, Soul Mirrors, where the beautiful Johanna Sand, who was just on right before this show with Cracking the Reality Code, and I, produced by my beautiful husband, Sri, have had the opportunity to launch our new show. And I just want to again say thank you, thank you, thank you to Chris Gio, and thank you to Ellen and Sandra and everyone coming together and supporting the need for the voices of conscious women to have a show. And so this is a show where we really dive into consciousness, where we really dive into what's happening. And that's part of this energy that we're talking about too. So many of you have been writing us and saying, how will I know? How will I know that I've slipped into a parallel dimension? Well, a few things we want to make sure that we share with you right up front today. We talked about this before we got on the air today, and that we thought it was very important that you have kind of your own confirmation signals. But one of them will be what we went through on Wednesday. This click, click, click kind of energy.
There's a couple of learning moments in what you just shared. And I'll see if I can remember them because I was tracking. I was going, my beautiful wife is a natural teacher. She's constantly sharing things that are salient and appropriate.
I love it.
If we just pay attention, you go, oh, wait a minute. That's what I was experiencing. Or wait a minute. I need to try that. Anyway, one of the things that's been going on for quite some time is the availability of the fifth dimensional energy.
Right,
now, I say quite some time. I'm talking about more than 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
The seventh dimensional energy, its proximity to us here having this game we call Earth School, this life, came in, you know, at the beginning of last year.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. When we're deep in third dimensional energy, we're pretty much on autopilot. I mean, we're aware that who we are, we're aware that other people are there, but are we really witnessing the process of our life? Not as likely until you open to fifth dimensional energy, because fifth dimensional energy is that energy that's more transcendent. It's the, oh, wait a minute, I see myself having an experience. And that's the starting point for living an ascended life. It begins there. However, when we begin to witness our self-witnessing, when we begin to have those moments where the synchronicities just start to happen without time as the limit, we're operating in another level, another quantum field, so to speak. So you don't have to have the numbers, 5, 7, 9, et cetera. However, it's useful to pay attention, to know, to kind of say, okay, I'm in the zone or I'm not in the zone. Or this feeling of, for me, it was a feeling of being kind of spacey and stoned and out of it a little bit at first, because my body and my emotions, everything is acclimated to one strata of reality.
Now, guys, this is where it's really important. And I know, you know, we've had an uptick in the hater mail this month ever since we released our YouTube video. And we knew that would happen. And that's okay. Because this is a moment right now where what is happening and and the gift of the, I'm going to say the expanding energy of density that wants you to be afraid to anchor into this is doing everything it can. And in the second half of the show today, we're going to explore that as one of the crystalline ascension symptoms is when do you know you're crazy and when do you know you're not, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's a big one. And I had to walk through that myself the past many months. And I can tell you, it is not easy to do. However, it is absolutely doable. And that's what's going on right now is that we are in this moment of extraordinary creation. Remember, between now and February 16th, you're in this momentum. January, you see the truth, that which has not been. We are riding this escalator of divine awareness because you cannot claim awareness until you arrive at a moment of mastery. And so this is a celebratory moment, and it's going to be a heightened ride. And this is why we're putting out this video with the crystalline ascension symptoms. This is an intense moment of energy.
And it's also a moment where your guidance is going to be more available. And this picks up where Kira left off a minute ago. It's important to recognize that every being on this planet has helpers. You have your spirit guides. You have the energies that are cheering you on, that are collaborating with you. And there are also simultaneously some energies that would seek to limit your expansion.
Well, I want to address something going on in the Oneness Talk Radio chat. So if you're over in the Oneness Talk Radio chat, you're already into this conversation. And I want to jump in here because Sri and I, you know, Explore the Mysteries is your opportunity to ask us the questions and we will respond. So there's a conversation going on here about the helicopters buzzing the area for hours till well beyond 1 a.m. And people talk about slipping in and out of knowing and sensing. And then, you know, hey, that's weird with the helicopters, somebody coming back in sheriff search. People talk about them being exhausted. Let me share something with you guys. When Sri and I had Tosa Ranch, New Mexico, and those of you that have known us for a while have already seen these pictures and the whole thing in the UFO Hunters episode and what happened with that. And we would be in our home and you'd hear them coming. They'd be like that, you know, because they were so low at the treetops that it was illegal. I mean, they were
literally the sound of a helicopter is so reminiscent of a movie on the Vietnam War. I was expecting Jimi Hendrix to come in.
No, seriously.
But it was loud.
Like that. Yeah, but it felt like that. And actually, we lost one of our assistants because the first time they ever came in, and these helicopters were more like a really dark steel gray. I wouldn't say they were black, but they had no markings.
The reason for that color is they virtually disappear in the hazy sky.
And we actually have video watching it disappear as we are filming it. We have, of course, pictures of all this that happened. I mean, this has all been documented. But here's what would happen. The first time they came up to our property, my assistant came out. We had a beautiful ranch, and my assistant came out of her building. And this guy slides open a door, points a gun at her. She, of course, freaks out.
Yes.
He slams the door and they take off. It was 100% intimidation. Now, why were they coming? Well, we had just erected. How tall was our Merkaba?
About 18 feet.
We had just built this massive. It was an intertwining crop circle design of the intertwined spirals. So you would spiral into the labyrinth and spiral out.
So the Merkaba was copper tubing.
Yep.
There were crystals at the peak and the foot facing in to that energy that's spinning. And there were crystals on all of the pointy end. Because remember, the Merkaba is an upward facing pyramid and a downward. And this Merkaba was so large, it was 18 or 22 feet, I don't quite remember now, that you could step inside and be in the center of this swirl.
And I happened to be out taking pictures the night that they were way up on the scaffolding, putting the final
crystal.
And I've got pictures not only of portals opening and closing on you know, good old fashioned, where there was no way you could edit it type pictures, but there was freaking black helicopters. So we kind of lived with this, and we lived with a lot of the remote viewers, and we got really good at repelling all that energy. But then here's what happened, and here's the reason I'm sharing this with you, because all of you that are experiencing this helicopter energy, I want you to learn what they taught me so that it could never, ever, ever affect you again, and so that you could help others. So I had a little pug at that time, my beautiful little girl, and she just kept saying, I want to go for a walk. And this dog never wanted to go for it. She was an old pug. She was not
athletic. She was a bowling ball.
She didn't like going. She had diabetes. I mean, she just did not like it. I was like, okay, Zelda, we'll go for a walk. Well, we had this beautiful loop at our property. And the loop at one point would come out and walk along the whole width of a 5-acre meadow. Well, as I was just coming up to the meadow, I start hearing it. Foom, foom, foom. And I was like, oh my God, only this time my skin crawled. You know how when you like you suddenly meet an energy and like your skin crawls, and it's not truth chills. It's that, oh my God, am I in the presence of what? My skin started crawling. I kid you not. The helicopter came up behind me, flew up and became parallel to me. And just like they had done to my assistant, they throw open this door, only this time this guy's wearing a helmet. That all I'm seeing is light. I mean, it was like really like the mirror reflection thing.
Yeah.
But he had what looked like a round type weapon. And I thought, oh my God, I'm going to die. And he's pointing it at me. I've dropped the leash on Zelda, which is something I would never do. And I hear Archangel Zadkiel say to me, open your hands, push them out. Open up the back, the medulla oblongata, which is where Sri and I, when we did our 40-day fast, where they taught us to how to breathe. And he said, open that up and I will flood you filled with crystalline light and it will repel this. And at that point I thought, okay, I'm going to die anyway, right? So it's just like this, Sri, if you want to describe, you know.
So your hands are palms outward, fingers pointing to the sky.
Yeah.
And you begin to breathe into this energy. You're allowing the energy to come in the back of your head and expel it through your hands.
Yeah. And so as I stood there, and literally I am standing there with my arms straight out, like just pointing up at this guy. I kid you not. I don't know how long it took, probably no more than seconds, but I really don't know in linear time. All I remember is watching the door close and the helicopter took off.
But now, did you describe the wall?
The pulsy thing. Yeah, that's what they were doing.
Yeah, no,
well, I'm sorry.
I didn't.
No, when I told you that I saw the gun, that's when you started talking. Forgive me. So when I saw this round gun and I thought I was going to die, it was because I could actually see it. It was like a pulse wave of like light and sound. And it was like,
it had an oscillation.
And it was very disorienting. Sound. And it was very painful. And that's when Zadkiel showed up. That's when I dropped the leash. My hands went out in front of me. And the next thing I know, they left. And so the reason I'm sharing that with all of you is that is the final posture of the miracle manifestation technique.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not long after that we were gifted with the miracle manifestation technique. And so there is a transmission that you can call forward at any time. And if you are feeling overly burdened by any type of surveillance from whatever realm it may be in, you could be lying in bed is bring your hands, first do thumb and middle finger, right? And come to my quantum clairvoyance class. Oh my God, come learn. But if you haven't taken the class, just do middle finger and thumb and activate. And then bring those right to the back of the head where the neck and the skull and the skull meet. Take in a breath, relax your breath. Feel that area open. It feels like wind coming in. And then slowly pull your hands around to your heart, breathe in, and then push your hands straight out. If you're in bed, push them straight up toward the ceiling. If you're sitting, push them straight out in front of you, and you will be clear and protected. And you know what? Sri and I have been doing this now for a very long time, and we just never worry about protection, so to speak.
It's important to relax into your capacity to command the light, to command energy. Because what's actually going on, the so-called secret government or powers that be, they are actually monitoring people who are awakening.
Oh, gosh,
And they're throwing a little sand in your way. It does not support a government that seeks to control, to have independent thinkers, let alone people who are lifting to a unity consciousness.
Well, and this is why, okay, I honor all of you for being here. I really do. And please help us spread the word. Help us on social media. Help us get the word out, because together we are better. You know, we're working day and night right now on the Oneness Talk Radio Facebook. We have, of course, onenesstalkradio.com chat. We have Oneness Talk Radio at YouTube. There is the beautiful family over at tfrlive.com. You've got support and a broad group of beings to interface with. Let us all support each other, because that's really what it's about. You know, mm-hmm. together we are better. And this is a together we are better moment. So speaking of that, guys, got to just mention, you see who's over our shoulder here up there? You see this? Okay. So some of you may have heard, I forget which show, but you know, many of you know that we are very, very blessed here at Tosa Blue Mountain to have this beautiful sacred blue Mother Maria. And you guys all know about the oil painting and then the visions. Well, right after the, with this lunar eclipse, you know, remember we just had this big blood moon and everything. I was laying in bed and I clearly heard, "Why have you forsaken me?" And I sat up and was like, "Oh my," you know, like, whoa. And I was really stunned and shaken, because Sri and I had just installed, for those of you that haven't been here in a while, we have a beautiful new Pachamama, Pachapapa entranceway. And we've really been honoring all of the energies, all of the ancient ones. And it even has the original solar cross on it. And we're blending the Mayan and the Incan and the Kanyari and all of the traditions. And yeah, it's true. The one that we didn't have here in form was what they call the Christo, and the
ascended Christ.
And so I was actually having a conversation with this energy, which of course was the Christ energy, and I am so humbled and bowed before it. And I said, "I can't bring blood to Tosa Blue Mountain. Tosa Blue Mountain is about ascension." And the biggest smile I've ever seen and the most beautiful laugh I've ever heard said, "Of course not." And then looked at me as if it was like I was looking at myself, looking at me, looking at this vision. And it just kept saying, "That is what self-ascension is. Bring me home." So that started our hunt. I first went to my husband and said, "Okay, I'm really sorry. I just had a vision and it's going to cost money." That's the first thing.
Another
I said,
one.
Because I felt this poor man. I mean, honest to God, you got. I hope he gets enough credit for being married to me. Oh my gosh. It's so true. And so anyway, we called on our beautiful dear friend, Maggie, who had helped us, her and our other beautiful friend, Clara, had helped us find Maria. We're like, "Hey, you know, we need to find this Christo, and we just know he's an ascended one." And so we started looking.
And like all journeys, as you get into the flow of that which you are seeking, as soon as we release the need to control, that which you are seeking will find you.
Yeah.
And so we popped into the store that had the art and such where we had originally found Maria, and they did not have what we were looking for. And then we just sort of relaxed and kind of said, "I think there's another place that might have this."
Yeah.
We ended up.
We walked in. Okay. So this was what's so great. The other place was just so like, you do not belong here. This is not the store you're looking for.
We didn't look Catholic enough, I guess.
Believe me, I wore the smallest bindi I could. But anyway, good, you know. So, but when we walked into the other place, first of all, the woman there was beyond amazingly beautiful. The minute we walked in, he was hanging on the wall, taller than he's hanging right now. No crown. This guy's, it's really been interesting. And with the blood dripping everywhere. But I looked up at him and went, "Oh my God." And
the said, face, the face
and the energy. And we asked them to take him down. And Sri has pictures of me. I was holding him. And at first I felt like I was holding the baby Jesus. Like it felt like the height and width and weight. Like I was holding an infant. And it felt very, it touched me very deeply. And then after I was done bowing, I looked up into his face and I literally saw him smile, and he showed me his crown. He showed me the staff. He showed me the illumination and said, "You must have the crystalline ascension." And so this is our work in progress. The other part was this beautiful woman. We were both like, "Well, that's close, but it's not what we want." And then this woman sent us to the artist.
Yeah, she said, "I know an artist that could probably finish this statue the way you want." And we said, that sounds great. Let's go talk to him first.
So we literally then drive to this little metal store, a metal worker's garage that's around the corner. And I showed him a picture of the crown. And that was made in bronze, right? In bronze?
Bronze.
Bronze. Yeah. And I showed him a picture. And I also showed him the design of the staff and how it had to be. And he said, okay, come back Monday and I'll have it. And so you can see he did. And then I was directed, what you probably can't see right now is the gold bindi. I removed all the blood and transformed it into showers of crystalline light. I've been shown symbols to paint on the part of his robe right here that looks like a sash. And so we wanted you to see him 90% complete, and he's going to be anchored at the front gate, right outside our red gate here at Tosa Blue Mountain. So we'll keep you in the loop of that too.
You know, one of the things I shared on an earlier show was that, don't you think it just makes sense that spirit, that energy can animate a body? It can also occupy a statue. It can also occupy other objects that the density mind might say, that's not alive, or is it?
And that's part of the crystalline ascension symptoms, is the recognition that things are happening outside of what, for everyone's perception of what reality has been for so long, it's all outside that paradigm.
Hey, this we're going to go to a break shortly.
Okay, we're going to go to a break.
And we're going to do calls when we get back.
Yes.
And Anthony, I saw that you called and you hung up, so call on back.
All right, we've got other callers that have been holding.
Yes.
We'll get to all of you.
Absolutely. And we're going to be right back after a little commercial break.
Namaste. I am wisdom teacher Sri Ramka. Are you noticing that life is speeding up? Are you experiencing changes in perception, interrupted sleep patterns, headaches, and shifts in personal relationships? Chances are you are having a spiritual experience, not a medical problem. We call these experiences AAEs, or Ascension Acceleration Energy Experiences. These are signs that your vibrational rate is accelerating. You can learn more about AAEs and how to reorient yourself to the energy of these transformational times by visiting our website, www.selfascension.com. That's www.selfascension.com. As a nonprofit organization, we offer classes and teachings to support your journey. Visit the appearances page at our website, www.selfascension.com. Blessings on your path.
Do you have a product or service that assists humanity? Oneness Talk Radio is your unique opportunity to reach a responsive audience. Marketing budgets need to show value, and as a community of positive intention and commitment to planetary evolution, sponsorship of Oneness Talk Radio makes perfect sense. Our current sponsors are enjoying positive returns and increased customer flow. Epoch Lasers is one of those sponsors, and here is the owner sharing from Twin Flame Divine Fire.
The interest levels have definitely increased. People are acquiring the devices and are quite satisfied, and we are back from patients as well that are happy with the result.
Imagine the expansion you can enjoy as a sponsor of a single show or the entire network. Discover how you can honestly stretch the value of your advertising dollars with our affordable rates and vast worldwide audience. Just send an email to Sandra at OnenessTalkRadio.com today. That's Sandra at OnenessTalkRadio.com.
Right, our mic is live, and we are alive, and you are alive, and let's live.
Yes, yes, yes. We are so, so grateful to be with you here, and just loving the gift of being with you here at tfrlive.com. And of course, if you want to jump into the call board, 213-233-3998, we're going to start taking calls right away. And over at Oneness Talk Radio and the chat room there, to all of you that are listening, whether on the phone, online, or wherever, we love you. And hey, there's another new place you can listen, and that's on our app.
Wow.
We launched our app. We finally launched our app, guys. You know, and thank you for your love and support. Oh, my God.
Absolutely. It seems like 90% of the world is using their tablets or electronic devices.
Right.
So we have created an app that is very deep, that it has meditations, it has videos, it has the opportunity to join in and become mentored in your mastery.
Well, and it has a Oneness Talk Radio player built right into it.
Yeah.
So you can just go to your app and go click and be here anytime you like. So this is all platforms worldwide, all devices, tablet or phone. So, hey, go to your Apple Store or go to your Google Play Store and look it up. Just look up Sri and Kira or Spiritual Mastery and you'll find it. Download it.
And absolutely. The full name of the app is Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira, but it searches differently whether you're on the iPhone or an Android device.
Yeah.
But
if you just type Sri and Kira, you'll get it.
You'll find it.
And we are just so excited about that because,
again,
guys, before February 16th, what is your dream? What are you bringing forward?
This is the time. Boy,
right.
It's really essential. If you would like to have all of the support that's available to you, now is the time to hold in your heart and in your mind's eye that which is of your highest expression. To say, I'm going to step out of my habits and I'm going to create anew. I'm going to create that which has been quietly held inside, and it's time to be birthed.
Now, okay, as he's saying that, I'm feeling all of you holding your breath. Everybody breathe. Oh my God, I feel you. So here's the key. What we're really saying is that just get really clear. Really give yourself the gift, because have you also noticed in the past few weeks, doesn't it feel like we're already in a Mercury retrograde?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but we have had to literally, even today's show, we had to redial in.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everything is happening. And here's the gift of that. If you are having that experience right now and you are conscious of it and you can embrace it along with your clarity, then starting February 16th, when we hit the pre-phase of that retrograde that will have all of March, right? You'll actually get amplified through it. You'll actually start seeing those dreams amplify much faster. So that's why we kind of have a passion in our voice about this moment and really are excited to come together and celebrate this. And,
so often there's friction. So often there are circumstances that are less than helpful.
Right.
But we're lined up in a funny way where even though there is some retrograde energy, the deeper energy is one saying, take your leap. Now's the time. Get clear. It begins with clarity, and that's followed up with action.
See, that ties into that whole, remember that 2019 is the first year that we've kind of reinserted back into a flow that was already going. And that's why, and I know it sounds crazy, but that's why this window opened, this very short little window opened that said, look, here's our hand. If you really want to slide into this other parallel, this is the moment. And it doesn't mean that anybody's going to make a wrong decision or that you should panic or that you should be freaked out or anything. What it does mean is that do the practice, guys. Do the Cosmic Flame Portal practice right on the homepage at treeandkira.com. Learn how to relax the mind of this world. And this is the moment. And you just, you know what? A better Valentine's gift than to love yourself enough to say yes to you. I love that idea. How about we say yes to all these callers, huh? Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, our first caller here has been holding a while, and to be honest with you, the caller ID doesn't tell me. It says that the caller is from Pennsylvania, but located in New Jersey. So I tell you what, caller, we're going to unmute your line and ask you to say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Blessings to you. Thank you for all your sharing and your wisdom. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being with us today. It's a delight.
It is. Thank you, my angel. And thank you for being so patient.
Yes, that's fine. That's fine. It's all perfect. Yes. So I wondered if there was a message for me today.
Ooh, wow. Yes, there is. And so, my love, I want you to really relax your breath even more. As you asked me the question, the first thing that happened was it was like I was hit with a wave of energy. And this wave of energy that came in was basically saying, yeah, it's time to clear out everything. Just clear it out. And they're saying, don't even think twice about it. You already know what to do. Just clear it out. Keep breathing. And they're saying, and then stand up, open your eyes, and you will see what has been waiting. And had you known it was there, you would have run to it. You would have never waited so long to do it. And so thank you for that honor.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Because I'm ready to retire. I've decided to do this the end of April out of my lab job. I'm a med tech. And working last night was so intense for me. I got through it, but I'm 75, and it was very challenging for me, but I got through it. And it's just a confirmation I made the right choice.
Yeah. Oh, you really did. It's a wave. It's like it's been waiting. So ride it. Enjoy it. And congratulations. Oh, my God. I feel so honored to have this moment with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Namaste, my love. Wow, many blessings. Oh, that really touches my heart. It really does. Yeah. Did you all feel that wave of energy? See, that's what's going on right now. And, you know, before we take our next caller, what's always so beautiful about all of this, whether we are doing readings on the air, over here in the chat or through email or over here at TFR Live on the phones, we're all in this together.
Yes, we are.
Know, all of these readings are for all of us together, the ones who get through. And I always feel that. And I know you guys are feeling that too. And that's another one of the ascension symptoms. And that's why I wanted to bring this forward. One of the crystalline ascension symptoms is a heightened awareness of the thoughts and feelings of others around you without, and it's coming in at the seventh. You can't see this at the fifth, but it's a seventh dimensional confirmation when you are sitting in a room and you are very aware of the conversation within the conversation, yet still aware that you are right here. And I know even as I'm saying that, a lot of you are already having that experience in real time with us right now, and I can see it, and I honor you, and I thank you for joining us, because that's the other thing is this teleportation, right? We're never alone.
It, it reminds me of an experience I had this morning. I was just having a cup of coffee, and I just started to feel sad. This wave of sadness came in.
I had that 3 days ago, big time.
And this sadness, at first I went, oh, what have I not been looking at? And so I paused, I took a breath, I tuned in with it, and I got clear. This isn't my sadness.
Right.
It was an experience that was in my consciousness. It was felt in this body.
Yeah.
But it didn't originate from me.
Remember, we are in this divine Leela, right? This beautiful dance of creation. And in this divine dance, sometimes you know the tango and sometimes you don't, right? And based on the country you're in or the music they're playing, what you thought you knew might seem totally different. That's what's going on, is that everything is recycling, everything is coming around, and you're not going to know all of it. But what you will know is how you are experiencing it. Remember that your consciousness is the overseer, and all of these games are just that. They're just games.
There's a lot of games, and the games aren't necessarily malicious or anything. They're just games.
They're there for you to wake up, because once you know it's a game, then you graduate. Then you don't have to stay in it, because as you so brilliantly say all the time, you cannot play your way off the game board. And this is why we've really, you know, we've kind of become the grandparents. Oh my God, don't want to use that word, but we've kind of become the grandparents of the ascension symptoms. I think we've been posting them longer than just about anybody. And the ones that we're putting out in video this coming week, we're polishing the video this weekend, are what we're starting to reveal today. And tomorrow, make sure you tune in with us tomorrow. We are at a time where the symptoms are different. Mm-hmm. They're expansive. And most of them take you to another level. And this is why earlier, I just want to go back really quickly. Earlier in the OTR chat room, someone asked about the classes we're doing right now. Well, I'm I'm doing something I haven't done in years. I am personally leading the quantum clairvoyance program. And in quantum clairvoyance, that's where I teach the eightfold quantum revelation. That is a process that literally pops you through into the quantum field and assists you to be able to basically bring any question and receive an answer. And then the advanced practices, which I'm going to be teaching for the first time, and I'm very excited. Plus, it's the first time we're doing it with video. It's going to be a video telejourney, so I'm very excited about that too. But we'll be teaching the advanced practices where you can actually utilize that experience for a greater manifestation in this world now that we've hit this moment. So this is why I've been asked by the masters to teach this program live again. I've taught it live for many years. We've had it out in home study for many years. And so we always say yes, you know, and
it's a powerful class. Yeah. And it will open you up to not doubting anymore.
Right.
It helps you know the truth of your guidance.
And that's why we're teaching it right now, because when you get all these ascension symptoms and you start really, number one, it's just going to help to know them all. I think just having the checklist in front of you, I know when we finally completed the checklist, because remember, we're living them, guys. How do we know all these symptoms? Because we have literally been living with them. And so I know when we finally get it done and we get all of our confirmations, it's a reassurance, right? And so that's why we're having this show today. That's why we're having the show tomorrow, is to give you some of these. And when you get that reassurance, then you can start literally mastering the symptom. And that's what these symptoms are about. These symptoms are about, are you sure? Are you ready? Because if you can make it through this, you're there. This is literally the, you know, okay, I've had the rolling rock. I've escaped under the door. You know, I ran through the arrows in the cave. Now here I am. This is the final, you know, moment.
You're back in the Indiana Jones movie.
I am. I love that movie. I just think it's the best metaphor ever. I really do. So, hey, speaking of the best ever, lots of people here. And let's say hi to another beautiful caller.
Well, we're going to do that. I'll tell you what. We're going to say hello to Anthony from South Dakota. You're on the air.
Hi, Anthony. Hi, my angel.
Namaste, wisdom teacher Sri Ram Ka and beautiful angelic oracle, Kira, beautiful beings of light and love, how are you?
We are just loving you. I'm so glad to talk to you, honey.
It's nice to hear your voice.
I know it's been thank you, Sri. Thank you. It's been a while. But I'm still in the game. I'm still in the game of enlightenment. So.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
And yes, the quantum clairvoyance class, I remember taking it when you guys were here in the States in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yeah.
I think that's
when that was great. That was a great class.
Thank you.
Speaking of energies, you know, the AR prophets, the AI prophets are working hard on, you know, trying to get humanity to go in the direction of, you know, being transhuman, or, you know, in other words, getting really becoming, actually losing our souls to technology. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, like you said, Sri, a lot of people are not aware that these, secret programs, they have instruments where they can measure our energy field and what level we are on consciously. And there's also a conscious, I would say, AI that is, from what I understand, is also above our planet and trying to work its way into making this whole planet, making humanity totally, mechanic, mechanical.
This is the gift, though, Anthony. This is why, I mean, I'm enjoying that you're bringing this up, because this is why this moment matters so much about shifting the dimensional experience. Because these energies can only survive in one level of experience. So for those who want to stay in that level of experience, but they're awake to what it is, there's already a divine balance. And for those who awaken through it, it can no longer nor ever have any power or even any effectiveness around you. So you bring up a really good point, and I appreciate you doing that.
And you just answered my question, because I was going to ask you what type of effect, because now they're moving from 4G to 5G.
Correct. And this,
and the energy.
Exactly.
And the waves that are coming from that is about as powerful as the waves you went through, or you, story you shared with you. I remember you were at the airport and you,
yeah,
and you went through the thing, and went through the x-ray machine or whatever it was, and it hurt.
It hurt. I vomited. Yeah, I literally vomited. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
You know, yeah. And so, yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, since you already mentioned that, if we're aware of it, then we there's no practice. Is there a practice that can protect us from those waves, from the this 5G
yes.
wave that's coming up? Because this
yes.
is much stronger than the 4D.
Yes, it is. However, that's what this moment, that's what all this energy is about. It's about taking the practices, and this is why we've recently been given these newer practices, especially the cosmic
okay.
portal practice. Okay. The more that you can work with the cosmic portal practice, what I have noticed, and for those of you that are not doing the 15-day, do the 15-day and then do the second 15-day, what I have noticed is that there's no more blurred lines between dimensional experiences. It's very much an offering that gives you a sense of stability and clarity in multidimensional experience. Therefore, nothing you're talking about matters. None of it, because all of it is the dream within the dream. And so the way beyond that is to let go of it from the dream space and to embrace yourself in the infinite space. And the minute you do that, Anthony, when you pop through the other side and you anchor there, and that's what's happening for everyone right now, is everyone's popping. You might think you're popping backwards. You might be popping into the anchor where you are, right? You might be popping forward, but everybody's popping. So the key is, what do you really want? Focus on that, and the rest becomes
right.
the dream. And thank you for asking. It's a power-filled question, and I'm glad you brought it up. And forgive my dog, guys. My big dog is right here off camera, and he's like, "Mommy, pet me," and I'm really sorry.
He's a talker. He likes to make sounds.
Yeah, he's our baby. Sorry, guys.
Many blessings, Anthony.
And like you said. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Many blessings. Namaste. Love you both.
Hey, bye, Angel. Who's next, Sri?
Well, I'll tell you what. We have, it looks like, Cassandra from Hawaii.
All righty. Namaste, Cassandra. Namaste.
Hi. Hi, Sri and Kira. Thank you so much for taking my call. I guess some of my question was answered with Anthony. I've kind of traveled like everywhere. I'm trying to find my purpose in the world and trying to find my grounding, and I've basically like hopped from place to place to place, and now I'm actually in California in Daly City, and I'm kind of going through some issues with my sister's dog and my dog getting along, and I just want to be able to fulfill my soul purpose, and I'm kind of having a hard time because I feel like I've kind of been torn away from everything, and I'm just seeing if there's any guidance that you guys have for me in this kind of phase that I'm in, because I'm trying to be really positive, but I don't know, it's kind of like I've lost my fire and I don't know where it went, and I don't know where's this increased sadness is coming from, and you know, I know it's not really me, but parts of me at the same time, but I'm really feeling challenged right now for some reason.
Well, first of all, Angel, I just want you to know how much we love you. I mean, please feel my arms around you right now. And I bow before your courage and your tenacity and your incredible spirit because you're going through a moment that every one of us goes through. So for those of us that have been exactly where you are right now, we are holding you and we are right here and we are forming a shield of love, protection, and support around you. And I want you to receive that, because as you were sharing, the biggest message I kept hearing was that you have been on a journey to learn how to receive, yet all you have been doing is giving. And they're saying that it is time for you to relax, receive, and remember who you really are. Wake up, dear child, wake up, for it is your moment, and just breathe. And I'm watching these angels, and they're weaving this beautiful, like, flowery crown, and they're placing it on your head, and you're relaxing, and you're smiling, and there's this beautiful teeny little girl next to you, and there's these little bright flowers around the two of you, and you're happy. And they're saying, stay here in the truth of who you are, and the rest will resolve. You are not alone, and you have a lot of protection around you, and I am honored for this moment. Thank you, my love. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste, angel. Namaste. Wow.
How beautiful.
Are you guys all sweating? Wow. A lot of energy, huh? A lot of energy. And that's, you know, guys, that's another part of what's going on right now. Remember, this is one of the ascension symptoms, these crystalline ascension symptoms, is almost feeling your DNA becoming liquid crystal. And we've been experiencing that almost as like what I call a burning. This is not hot flashes. It's like a burning. Then there's like a shower of what feels like crystalline light. And we're going to talk a lot more about this tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to go through all the specifics. I mean, get everybody you know, join us tomorrow for part two, because there's a lot to share about this topic.
And if you have questions, if you've been having some experiences that you say, wait a minute, this isn't quite normal for me, or somehow this is stimulating me to have a greater concern, or something's emerging, jot it in the chat room, share it with us,
send us an email
at Sri and Kira Radio.
But get it in before tomorrow,
and allow us to address what's going on with you.
Yeah, absolutely. We are happy to do that.
And speaking of addressing, I'm just delighted, as I look at the broadcast coming from Oneness Talk Radio. Hello, New Zealand, and Uruguay, and France, and Italy, and oh my goodness.
Suriname, UK, Ireland, Ukraine, France. Oh, we said France. Yeah, I mean, of course, Canada, United States, South America. Thank you. Thank you for demonstrating oneness.
It is one world, and we are all connected.
In every way.
So much, much love to you. And so back to this time we're in. You know, the symptomology of ascension is almost a paradox, because you are already ascended.
Yeah.
It is your identity, your consciousness, your integration of all the places you've split off your energy. It's coming back. Or if you've taken the Lessons of Light that are free at the website, one of them is about refractory devices and how over the millennia we have split our energy and located it wherever our pain or passion has occurred. In the shamanic traditions, they call this soul retrieval. In the language of light, it just merely means gathering back that which is you to reclaim the wisdom and the power of who you are. So as we gather back the fullness of our power and our wisdom, and we bring online a knowingness. You know, sometimes we just look at something and we know what's right, or we know what's about to happen. That knowingness is because we're becoming more complete. Mm-hmm. And in our completion, we are lifting out of the minutiae and the gravity field of density, and we're floating a little lighter. And we're able to offer a more compassionate energy into the world. True compassion is, in my opinion, is a little bit more like that wise grandmother who just smiles at the children who are playing and say, there, just give them time, they'll figure it out. And it's a little bit like that with the world. You know, it's there, forgive them, they know not what they do. and love them into awakening.
That, you know, the ultimate gift we give ourselves when we really become that ninth dimensional witness in harmony with the third dimensional witness and have that blessing is that we embody, forgive them, they know not what they do. Love them, they know not what they do. The essence of the dissolution of the ego is the recognition of the expansiveness of the one experience that we all are, infinity. And so it's pretty amazing, I think.
I'm thinking of taking the camera a little closer to the Christos.
If we can. And guys, you know, I want to share, I've been trying to reply into our chat room and my iPad won't hit send. So sorry. We love you all. And Sri, nope, not yet. There we are. Keep going. Keep going. There we go. All right. Sri is showing you and we are saying goodbye to you today from the beautiful face. You see the crown, a little bit of the light, and that's going to look a little different the next time you see it. But we love you. Join us tomorrow when we go through the rest of the ascension symptoms. And for today, we are excited that we were exploring the mysteries with you.
We are truly delighted to be with you and come back around to Oneness Talk Radio tomorrow because there's more to come.
Thank you for joining us at Saturdays with Sri and Kira. To have your questions answered, send us an email at guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at Sri and Kira. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.
Oneness Talk Radio. Hip, fresh, and fun. Discover your positivity portal 24/7 and experience unique talk radio from around the planet, perfectly mixed with music that enchants your soul. At a moment where everyone is being challenged to stay awake and release fear, OnenessTalkRadio.com is here to remind us all of our divine mastery. Imagine the activating power of intentional oneness and universal healing available at any time. With shows in multiple languages and formats, relax and explore. Our commitment to uplifting music from superstars and fresh talent, combined with your favorite shows, will inspire you to stay all day and soak in the gift of connection. Once you experience our signature oneness moment, in only 3 to 5 minutes, your heart will expand as miracles unfold. OnenessTalkRadio.com. One world, one voice. Expand your vision.